Tony Abbott is heaping on the pressure to the Turnbull government to prevent it from embracing a clean energy target, which would favour renewable energy. He's threatened, in fact, to cross the floor of the parliament if the government pursues this target.
We need to stop talking about renewable energy and start talking about reliable energy. We have more than enough renewables in the system already. And if there were to be an attempt legislatively increase subsidies for renewables, I couldn't and won't support it.
It's Tony Abbott speaking on Sydney Radio yesterday. Well, the former Prime Minister justifies his opposition to renewable energy subsidies on the grounds, quote, you can't run a steelworks on renewable energy. One steelworks owner, though, doesn't agree. British billionaire Sanjeev Gupta brought the Whyalla steelmaker Arrium, now known as Liberty One Steel, earlier this year. And he's just taken a stake in the South Australian solar and battery storage company Zen Energy, in a bid to keep power prices down at the steelworks and also feed energy back into the state's struggling energy grid. Economist Ross Garnaut is the chairman of Zen Energy. He led a climate change review for former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd a decade ago now. Professor Ross Garnaut, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, Fran.
You heard Tony Abbott there. He says there's enough renewable energy in the system, encouraged by subsidies. What we need now is more reliable baseload energy. Should reliability trump renewables every day?
Our reliability is tremendously important, and I'm really pleased that following the Finkel review the discussion at COAG after that, the state and federal ministers, we've put in place arrangements that I think are going to make Australians much more confident about the reliability of the system, and that will allow us to focus on the two other key objectives, lowering cost of power and reducing emissions in line with our international obligations.
Well, it's all about lowering the cost at the moment. The renewable energy target we have is legislated, but there's a push within the coalition now, led by Tony Abbott, for no more renewable energy subsidies after 2020 when that expires. If that happened, what would it mean for a company like Zen? What would it mean for investment in renewable energy? How important are these subsidies or some kind of subsidy?
Well, there's a question, Fran, whether they are subsidies. If you ask the International Monetary Fund's fiscal department, they say the main subsidies in the energy sector are the absence of a price on carbon in some countries. Take some economic decision that imposes costs on other firms, the appropriate response is to tax it or to regulate that activity. That's what we do with rubbish around our cities. And if you don't do that, if you allow activities of one enterprise to place costs on others, then you're subsidising those. Now, whether the renewable energy target is the most economically and environmentally efficient way to compensate for the cost that some activities imposed on others is an entirely different question.
Yeah, but in dollar terms, a company like Zen Energy, how important are the subsidies for you?
Oh, well, you're using that term, subsidy, the International Monetary Fund.
Well, the renewable energy targets.
Yeah. It's an important part of the system. It would be a very big disruption if that were changed again now. The Prime Minister's made it clear that this government won't be changing it.
Well, Malcolm Turnbull's yet to announce what sort of target, whether he'll adopt the Chief Scientist Alan Finkel's clean energy targets, looking less and less likely that he will in the form we've seen it so far anyway. But your company is getting on with business. You've done this deal with Arrium or Liberty One Steel. What's driving this partnership? Is it a belief that renewables can power a steelworks? Is that what we're going to see in Whyalla?
Oh, it's not a belief. It's the economic realities, Fran. GFG Group in the United Kingdom, which now owns what used to be called British Steel and also owns what used to be the Rio Tinto aluminium smelters in the United Kingdom, works with a very high percentage of renewable energy. It's very clever at using those. It uses a variety of renewables and they help to balance each other. It's also using hydro, pumped hydro, moving into tidal power, and through diversification and including storage in your mix, you can take advantage of the very low cost of some renewables and have 24/7 reliability at the same time. So, sorry to interrupt, Ross,
but you're saying that that's the mix that Zen will be providing in Whyalla? That mix of what energy solutions will you be bringing to Whyalla?
The right mix depends on the local circumstances. Yeah. In that region of South Australia, you've got very good wind already in the system. It's a good solar resource, so we'll be working with the Liberty Group to put in a lot of solar. And there's a very good opportunity for pumped hydro storage using one of the depleted iron ore mines in the Middleback Ranges, using the pit, using an opportunity to build a second dam up on the surface, gives you an opportunity to pump water to the higher dam when you've got surplus power, when the wind's blowing strongly in the middle of the night, or when the sun's strong in the middle of the day, then run it back downhill and generate hydro power when you need it.
Will it be enough to help bring prices down for Liberty One Steel? What are the estimates?
Well, that's why they're doing it, Fran, and Sanjeev Gupta yesterday and on the 7:30 report last night made it clear that that's their objective. Zen Energy's been working with the management of the Whyalla Steel plant for quite a long time on these projects. Cogeneration is another one, using waste gas and waste heat to generate power, and that's a very cheap.
Is some coal-fired power station being used in this mix as well? Power-fired generation?
There's no longer any coal-fired generation in South Australia.
Right.
Now, the grid contains some power that's brought in from Victoria through the interconnector. Although since the beginning of this financial year, since July the 1st, South Australia's been exporting more power to Victoria than importing from Victoria.
So just to be clear for people listening, what ZEN will be, what it's going to look like at Whyalla now, ZEN will be building for this company solar generation, batteries associated with that, pumped hydro systems. This will be the system that powers up the steelworks.
Yeah, plus cogeneration, and using what at the moment is waste heat and waste gas, and the cheapest energy of all is using energy that's being wasted at the moment, and there's a lot of that. Historically in Australia, we're very wasteful with energy because it's very cheap. If we introduce best practice in using waste heat and waste gas and waste materials, we can get quite a long way in reducing energy costs. So that's also an important part of the mix alongside solar and pumped hydro.
Sadly, we're almost out of time, but just to comment on the address by the ACCC chairman, Rod Sims, yesterday. He said there was no silver bullet to fix Australia's energy crisis. A clean energy target alone wouldn't help affordability. It was more a sustainability measure. Is he right, and is the coalition right then to have second thoughts about this target?
I think that some general mechanism for like the clean energy target or an emissions trading scheme, or for that matter like the renewable energy target, although the renewable energy target is not as efficient as the other two, a mechanism like that can actually reduce the cost of wholesale power. But it's not a single bullet. Rod Sims is quite right. We've got problems in the costing of the network. We've got problems of oligopoly and high prices at the retail end. And we've got to deal with the whole problem, not a single part of it.
Ross Garnaut, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to talk to you, Fran.
Professor Ross Garnaut is the chair of Zen Energy, and Zen Energy now in partnership with British billionaire Sanjeev Gupta, who bought the Whyalla steelmaker Arrium earlier this year, now known as the company Liberty One Steel.